views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now here is your host, Dr. Bree.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, as goddesses and light creators, and that's one thing I want to tell everybody right now, we are light creators now because of the new dimension. We work so hard, and sometimes we forget to laugh. Well, on the 17th, I was asked to be a guest on Dr. Pat's show. I thought, what an honor. It was an honor for me to be on your show. So let's just get to the show since we're already laughing. So here's the thing. My husband was outside the office and he was hearing me laughing. And he thought, what? Are you going to wet your pants in there, right? But when I was on your show, I started seeing all these bubbles of stuff that I was holding on to. And it was like, this is great. I forgot to laugh. And I'm not talking just a little laugh. I'm talking about a whale belly laugh, right? And if people could have seen behind the scenes what we were doing, you know, we're laughing. So, by the way, Dr. Pat's on the show. So, I better say welcome, Dr. Pat.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So releasing through laughter, I think it's so important. I really do. It was something that I forgot. As a healer, a teacher, a visionary, I forgot that part of me in the last 6 years of all the hard work I've been doing. And that's where we come up with this magic of laughter and why we need to release it and why it's so important. So what do you think about that?
You know, I don't think about it because you're absolutely right about laughter. I mean, there's so much of it. I mean, yesterday you and I were talking on the phone about something totally not related. And you were talking to Linda and Linda was telling you about this video clip that I somehow was sitting there the other night and I had my phone and it was apparently trending, right? Can you imagine something not political trending? So, of course, I click on it. And there is a movie coming out called, I think it's called The Rings. It's a horror movie, right?
Right.
But it was a prank they did. And the whole gist of the horror movie is if you watch the TV, right, whoever watches the TV with this dead, haunted horror girl, right? In the movie, if you're watching the TV, this is the whole gist of the movie. The watch the TV, you apparently piss off the horror creature that she comes through the TV screen and like kills you or eats you or does something, right? And clearly this is a fad that people know about. So they created this prank by setting up like a TV store, right?
They're
doing the TV store prank. So I came across this video and they had various people reacting to this real live actor girl coming out of the TV screen, as in the background, there's about 10 other TV screens about the horror movie, right? I have never seen such brilliant advertising for a horror movie ever. Secondly, here we know that this is a movie. I mean, you know it and I know it, right? And the people in the store know it. But even with that, when this horror girl creature comes literally through the TV screen in the middle of the store, these people are scared to death. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's so me. Because I'm telling you, I'm the only one on the planet that watched the Blair Witch movie, even after it came out that it wasn't a real movie, and said, oh my God, it's real. I mean, I came out and I talked about it like on the show and everything, right? And I'm telling people, go to the page, there are interviews. And people are like, Pat, no, my God, they're like actors. And it's funny because Linda's looking at me, what part of that is funny? And I said, human nature.
Right.
I could see myself in the TV store with the girl coming out of the TV screen, right? Being absolutely out of my mind, thinking it's real.
All I know is I watched it yesterday and I was laughing. And Linda goes, you guys are sick.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, there are some things that I laugh about today and there are some things I not, but I don't. But the point is, every once in a while, we have to stop to laugh a little bit, I think.
Right. Uh-huh.
There have been many shows I did, especially when it was the crust-busting show, where, you know, there would just be things that are hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that today there are really things that are really hilarious to me. That doesn't take away from the important things that are going on in the world, right?
Right.
It just doesn't take that away. I mean, what makes you laugh?
Oh, my gosh. Lately, everything has, since I've been on your show, everything has made me laugh. Even when I got off the phone with you yesterday, right? I'm laughing, right? I'm going, oh, no, how am I going to handle this one, right? And it's just different things. My husband fell down the stairs, and I started laughing.
Oh, my
gosh. Who does that?
I know.
Judy Kelly told me also, she said, Bree, you know, that has a lot to do with, release me, right? And that's your way of releasing. I mean, who laughs at somebody going down the steps?
Yeah.
Nobody does that, but Bree.
Yeah. I know. It's funny to me. I was talking to somebody, I can't remember who, I think it was earlier this morning, and we were talking about it. And this is not something to laugh about, but I had this vision. Linda said it to me. And I thought, I just couldn't help. She says, I don't really understand the wall that's going to be built because people are coming in and out through tunnels. And I had a moment where, I mean, the whole issue on immigration is not funny. The whole wall thing is not funny. But, you know, in a very commonsensical way is like, what kind of wall are we? And then we started to talk about it, you know, in a really normal way. Like, how deep do you think they're going to have to build the wall? Are they going to be able to build it far enough down? You know, will the time? I mean, we're going into this headline conversation. It's the headlines.
Right.
And my God, what do you think? Should it be 10 feet down? Should the wall be equally high as it is low? And we're just thinking, and then we're thinking, but you know, we don't really have a mountainside like in China where they had the whole mountain. They could build a wall on a mountain. And then we caught ourselves and said, oh, let's just stop. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just stop. But it's so easy to get caught up in the seriousness of things without stepping back and saying, this is just really odd for us to be looking at something like this and trying to figure it out when we're paying people good money to mm-hmm. do that for us. But, you know, there are other things that, you know, folks are laughing about. We watch the late night shows and they are just beside themselves with comedy right now. They really are. They're just beside themselves with comedy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What about you? I mean, I take politics very seriously. I don't talk about them much on the show, but I will tell you, as of today, we have now been asked to put up a political channel.
Wow.
And I said, I don't want to call it a political channel. So I get one of my Latino sisters here to call me and say, you know, Pat, put it up and call it Politica. You know, bring the divine feminine version of that.
Right. I agree with that one. I think that needs to be done. And in some ways, for some people's forum, right? So if you're bringing in a divine feminine energy into it, it will be okay. But you have to do it very carefully. You know, there's kind of a fine line on it and stuff. That's just my opinion.
It is a fine line. But I got to tell you, honey, I am just not in the mood for censoring. And that's what we're seeing. You and me, we get to have a conversation. I mean, you know, my pastor tells blonde jokes and people laugh, and his wife is blonde. And so, you know, when you get a guy like that, that's got like millions and millions and millions of people that follow him, that watch him, and he can stand up and tell a blonde joke and nobody from any movement is writing him and saying, dude, can you please not tell another blonde joke? And, you know, I think it's in the way we do it, isn't it? Isn't it in the energy so much? And, you know, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, no, it is in the energy of the way that you present things. So like we only have like a couple minutes left before we take break, but like with the march that happened this week.
Is the show over? What do we have, minutes before the show's over?
No, before our first break.
I'm saying that's an hour from hell right there, if that's over. What happened to the hour? I was just getting started.
I know. So here's the thing. We had the women's march, right? Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I went, you know what? They're doing some things right, and then some things I'm looking at in the goddess ways, right? And I'm going, okay, you guys need to calm down. And then I started laughing. And I went, why are you laughing, right? And it was really, I was released to some anger because I thought, wait a minute, the solidarity, they're marching, being quiet, you know, and some are praying.
Silence.
The silence. Silence has so much energy in it. And if they would just calm down.
How did you feel about that? How did you feel about the silence that we did in Seattle? I don't think anybody else did.
A friend of mine went to it, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm, the quiet.
And the quietness. And she said they were just praying in their own way and being silent and trying to help raise the spiritual vibration. We're going to talk more about this in just a minute. We got to take a break. So more with the Silver Gaia Radio and Dr. Pat.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone.
I think we're back. Bree and I are just where Alex is trying to run the show, and we're like talking about the rug on the floor behind
you. I'm telling you, it's a great rug. So back to the silence.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear more what you have to say about that.
Well, we were talking about the silence at the march, and I got to tell you, that is not something that I really was in support of. I really wasn't. And I understand the vibe in Seattle, and I get it. But here's what's going on right now. What's going on is the press is being silenced. Some reporters are being blacklisted. Yesterday, what happened was the National Forest Service was told, stop tweeting. I mean, this is so I get the whole idea of marching in silence. I mean, there's something powerful about that. But then I got like this tweet or Facebook message, or I don't even know what you call them, right? But from somebody messaging me and saying, hey, yeah, you people, something like, yeah, you women in Seattle, show the rest of the world how it's done. You know, show women exactly how they're supposed to behave. Silence. You know, and basically what he was saying is, you know, shut up. So I took his thing, right? And I said, I just was like, shut. I said, I agree. We either need to put up or shut up. But that wasn't what it was about. And I'm thinking, isn't that an interesting perspective on what silence means? Now, clearly, take that and juxtapose it with Madonna.
Right.
In Washington. Right. Mm-hmm. Or Alicia Keys in Washington or something like that. And, you know, but it does take all different personalities. It really does. Right.
Oh, I agree with you. You're correct. I'm just sitting thinking, somebody tell me to shut up and be quiet. Are you serious? Or like you? I mean, you know, we stand up for what we believe in. And that's what Goddess work is about. You know, it's along with just, it's not just planetary work and healing or whatever. There's so much work that has to be done.
It's fun. It's hysterical, right? Because
it is.
I posted a quote from Viktor Frankl. Now, Viktor Frankl is like one of the most amazing people in my mind that ever lived. I mean, this is a concentration camp survivor. This is a man that learned how to excel in the world. I mean, his book, Man's Search for Meaning, just breakthrough from a psychology point of view, right? And somebody sent me a message, either Facebook or Twitter, and I don't remember now, but sent me a message about something I said about Senator Schumer. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, I'm not even going to respond to that, but what would Viktor Frankl say? And so Viktor Frankl, one of his quotes, I love, it's funny. I don't think he meant it to be funny, but his quote was, an abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation is normal behavior. And so I thought, what? And so here's where I went with it. This is like a Saturday night skit for me. So I went with, okay, so if we're having a normal reaction to an abnormal situation, which we're hearing about, like 3 million people cheated and voted because they're dead, Linda and I, we were laughing hysterically last night because this is not funny. But we started to think, and we're thinking, oh my God. Linda says something like, maybe my mother was dead and passed away. And my God, I love Joan. She's looking down on me now. And she was talking. She said, I don't know if we actually deregistered Joan when she passed away. And I thought, well, did somebody fill out her voting certificate? this is so not funny. Linda's going to beat the you-know-what out of me in a minute. She's going to come in here. But we're having this conversation. Serious. We're having a serious. And I said, I don't know that I did that for my sister either.
I didn't do that for my mother.
I said, my mother lived in Florida. Oh, my God. You know, vote. So we're sitting here thinking, are we going to be investigated for voter fraud because we didn't? We're having this very serious conversation before we have had a moment where we said to ourselves, oh, my God, we got to call John Holland or somebody to see what our dead parents are talking to us about. About their voter registrations. And this is a moment that can turn into a Saturday night skit. But it's not really funny. However, when I go back to the Viktor Frankl thing, an abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation is normal behavior. But we're not having an abnormal reaction. We're having like a normal reaction to think about, oh my God, my dead parents may still be registered in the state of Florida and they're going to come find me. That.
I'm thinking
to hunt me down because we have not made sure that a normal conversation. Me and her are having a normal conversation about an abnormal thing.
You know, my mom passed away 3 years ago. That's why I'm laughing, because I'm going, I'm telling you,
I don't know.
Is she one of the people that voted up on the other side for him? I'm going to find out. I'm going to talk to her, actually.
Maybe is somebody like sending in her voter thing, or I don't know. Are you still getting voter registrations for your mom?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to talk to her. Being a medium is great. I'm going to find on the other side what she's been doing.
You know, honestly, right now, I hope you're not part of, you know, Carrie Fisher's family or anything like that. I mean, I'm just thinking, this is ridiculous. This is what Frankl said. Mm-hmm. This is a man that was stripped down naked, lost everything he had in concentration camp, didn't know where his wife was, wrote one of the most telling books. And so I put a post out in my post. I swear, everybody here is like, honey, do not post these things on the network post. So I don't. So I have my own page, right?
Right.
And so the people on my team are like, okay, Pat, are you serious? You're not posting them on the network, but hello, your thing is Dr. Pat Basile. Are you kidding? Are you for real thinking that nobody knows that you're like part of the Dr. Pat show, Pat? So I had a little check about that, because here I am thinking that I'm hiding, or I'm, you know, not connected to anything. What a joke that is for me, right?
Right.
So I'm sent this message. I called Al Franken. Do you know Senator Al Franken, who was a comedian and the whole thing with Al Franken?
Right.
Do you know, out of everybody I called, I had a little chit chat with Franken's people, and I'm calling and I'm saying, I said, oh my God, you people picked up your phone, and they're like, you got somebody. They're like, yeah, this is Senator Al Franken's office. I said, oh my God, is this real? Are you really the Senator Al Franken's office? And they said, is this like a crank joke? I said, no, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I said, I've called senators and I've called everybody, both Democrat, Republican, independent, and you know, psychic medium parties. And I said, you're the only one that's picked up the phone. And I said, is it that you don't have enough to do and you could pick up the phone or what?
Oh my God.
And I said, I've tried to call, you know, the people that were, you know, here for the march and everything. And I said, I keep getting these long letters back from Senator Cantwell and Senator Murray. I said, they're like 6 paragraphs long.
Wow.
Do you people have extra staff that you actually pick the phone? And then I said, okay. And then one of the kids said to me, one of the guys said to me, You know what? I don't have the answer. Call our Washington Al Franken office. I thought, they're not going to be two for two. They can't possibly, cannot possibly be. So I pick up the phone. It's like 4:30 on the East Coast, right? And I called the office. And I had a simple question. I really wasn't calling to complain. I was trying to find something out that one of our listeners asked. And when a listener goes out of their way to call me, Bree, I am going to try to find an answer for them.
Right. That's very true. That's true.
60 lawmakers, senators, Congress people. Oh, my God. And I finally Senator Al Franken. And all of a sudden, I'm talking, and they said, we'd call Washington. I said, are they going to pick up? He said, yeah, I think they will. And I'm thinking, so I call. It's like 4:30, 4:45. Al Franken's office. And I'm like, hello, hello there. For you reach the office of Al Franken, you know, we can't come to the phone because we're in somewhere, we're in government. And it was like a real person. And I thought, listen, I got this question from a listener. Can you help me? He said, you know, let me ask, let me walk over here and let me ask. I mean, they actually got me an answer.
That's great. That's right.
But you got to step back and laugh a minute. I mean, this staff assistant and I were just laughing hysterically. I said, oh my gosh. I said, nobody's answering their phone. And he basically said, you know, we have been told to answer the phones. He didn't say this, but I know that. And, you know, I know it's not funny to kind of be laughing about trying to call our government to get an answer from like a real person. But it's kind of funny when you think that, and many people are listening to the show, they probably don't know who Al Franken is. I don't know if you know or not. But we actually have a host from Minnesota, and I thought, I'm going to go through the list of our hosts. So I did. Wherever they live, I'm going to try their senators. So for you Minnesota people, rock on.
All right, guys. Well, she just had a soapbox moment for a little bit, Dr. Pat did. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Silver Guy Radio and Dr. Pat.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pat, I got a question for you.
Sure.
We've talked about all the political stuff now. I want to go more to the healing part of it. Mm-hmm. And so when we get to that point of laughter and all of that stuff is releasing from us, right? And people are thinking, well, you're being too serious or this and that. How do you suggest someone to release without offending someone?
Mm-hmm. I'm laughing at myself. So, you know, this conversation I just had with you wasn't about the politics. Uh-huh. It was about me and my best friend thinking about the implication that was out in the law, right?
Right.
That was an initiative. And the comedy isn't in what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. The comedy for me is just watching my own behavior around it.
And that's what I wanted to hear.
Own behavior. It isn't about what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. It's taking that Viktor Frankl quote and saying, you know, basically that an abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation is normal.
Right.
But here we're having a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. Mm-hmm. And Frankl would say, that's abnormal. That's abnormal.
Right.
And we had to just step back and just look at this. And, you know, it's the same thing with watching that prank on the upcoming horror film, The Ring.
Right.
And I'm laughing hysterically about it. And Linda's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you got to come together, right? And just, you know, even if something might be funny to me and is not to another person, at some point, we have to allow ourselves to see the other side. And I'm not saying it's laughter all the time.
Right.
I'm not. I'm not saying getting cancer is funny. It is not.
Mm-mm.
But statistics will show that laughter in itself, studies have been done. Laughter is healing.
Yes.
Not for us to judge what is funny to one is right and funny to the other is not. That's not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about laughter, to bring it in the forms, whatever way they get delivered, to bring those forms of laughter to the planet. You know, it's not for us to judge what makes one person laugh and another person not laugh. I think we're going to have an opinion on some things, you know, in the world. Some things may be funny, some things not. I think for me, you're never going to see me laugh or make fun or laugh at somebody that is physically challenged or disabled, or you're never going to see me do that. I don't find that funny.
No.
But I will stop and laugh at myself, mm-hmm, for the way I might react in a vulnerable situation, right? I'm basically shy, and I can think of a million things that I have done in public which were absolutely a result of sheer nerves, because I am an introvert. That's me. You'd never know it. But no. That is me. If we are going to go to a networking breakfast, I'm going to find a corner in the, I'm going to find a room, a table in the corner. Usually that could cover me up by a tree, like the tree I got over here. Just got to have my tree because, you know, maybe I need to go run behind it. I'm going to find it in the corner and I want to park myself at the table. I'm not going to talk unless I'm talked, unless somebody's talking with me. And I have been asked, people say to me, what's wrong with you? You know, I mean, we hear you on the radio. Are you not feeling well? And I'm like, no, I feel really pretty good. I'm feeling good today. And all of a sudden now it becomes a story about maybe they're not doing something right. But I look at myself in the mirror and I say, oh, man, Pat, if you're out in public, try to be more sociable, dude.
I think when we feel comfortable in our norm and we're not out of the box, you know, some people are that way. You know, so to me, that's kind of normal. There's times I want to sit back and just be a part of a situation, whether it be gathering or, I don't know the right word I want to use, but of a gathering, let's just say that. And sometimes I'm in the back, sometimes in the front, but you know what? I like just being kind of in the middle for me.
Yeah.
And then I feel comfortable. Unless it's like with your show, you're in control of that, right? I'm in control of my show. So, you know, we're comfortable that way, right? But when we have to be out in another area where we don't have that control, sometimes we have to go, okay, how do we handle this one? You know, and I start making fun of myself then.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I've walked out of my house to go to a speaking event with two different bleeping shoes on. Okay. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? You know, two different shoes on, not even close in color. Not even the same color. You know what I'm saying? Like one is red and one is white. And you're walking out of the house. And the next thing you know, you're on stage and you're talking and you throw your entire talk away. Because what you have to point out is the elephant in the room, which is a red shoe and a white shoe on the middle of a stage with like a lot of people. Right?
Wow. I love it. I love
right.
it.
Right.
So that's right. Because, you know, healing is, laughter is better than crying. Everybody says, cry to release. Let yourself cry. I've done
enough. Like cry me a river? Like
yeah.
that? Like cry
yeah,
me a river?
Yeah, cry me okay. a river. You got that. So we've done enough of that. Now it's time to laugh. And a lot of people are in this fear mode on what's going on. And, you know, I open up my Facebook, I open different things. I'm seeing all this stuff on fear, right? I'm going, oh, my gosh, quit. Everybody just calm down and start laughing at what's being done because there's things that are going to change. You know, we can change it. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I don't have anything to say about that because, you know, I don't know about you, but the last time I felt powerless that I can remember, I'm trying to think of the last time in my life I felt powerless in a situation and really, really scared, right? I got to tell you, this is like a true story. I'm a Sagittarius, you know, and sometimes I'm like off in another planet, right? I'm like off in another planet. So Linda and I went to something in California and then 9/11 happened and we couldn't get back to Seattle. We went to a wedding and in California, we couldn't get back. So we're trying to find like a rent a car because we're going to drive. And so they wanted to charge you 16 times the price of the rent a car to wow. drive back on 9/11, except for Enterprise. Enterprise is like, no. Take the car, drive it, no penalty to return it. So we got the Enterprise car. So Linda and I said, you know what? I don't really want it. Can we take the long route? Mm-hmm. And so here I am. I'm the one driving, right? I got to praise Linda for just even letting me drive. But I'm driving. And so I'm thinking, let's go on these windy roads, right? Let's go to the windy road and we're winding. And I said, we got to stop. We got to stop. You know, let's stop at the lookout. We're looking on the windy road. And, you know, and Linda's like, I don't know. It looks a little dangerous. I'm like, oh, no, let's get up let's pull off here. And oh, my God, Bree. And so I said to Linda, Linda, you want to get out? She said, no, I don't want to get out. I don't want to look over here. And I thought, well, I'm only going to be a minute. Like, I can't really see the beauty in the car. I got to get out.
Okay.
Why? I got to get out. Windy road, get out of the car, open up the car door. Right. And off I go. The car door is wide open. Car is still running. And we're on this beautiful embankment, no guardrail. There's no bleeping guardrail, right? But I got to stop and I got to get out of the car. Like, there's nothing obstructing me from seeing it. This is like, I got to get out. I got to feel the energy. And as I'm getting out, feeling the energy, the car starts rolling. The car starts rolling. Linda's in the car. The car starts rolling. There's no embankment. There's no guardrail. Right. And I can laugh at this now because here I am. I'm running the car. Thank God. God kept my car door open. Right.
Right.
And
right.
I'm running. And Linda's trying to climb over to stop the car. And I'm running one leg out and I'm one leg in to try. I didn't put the car in park. I forgot to put the car in park.
And, you know, ever since I've gotten to know you, Linda, all I can say is only you two this would happen
to.
Oh,
my God. And I'm telling you, I can laugh about this now, but I'll tell you, this haunted me for years because that level, forget about private email servers and, and this latest dude that gave out his password on Twitter, the level of mindfulness that's so me, right?
Right.
And then I almost lost my best. I could have lost my best friend. And by the way, me jumping in the car, Thelma and Louise. We're Thelma and Louise, you know, accidentally going to drive the car off of some California lookout that had no guardrail. Right.
Right.
I can sit there and laugh about it now, but I'm telling you, that came close to that. So, you know, the reason that I'm sharing that is sometimes we don't know when we're close to danger.
Right.
You know, even in watching the headlines, we don't know we're close to danger. I can sit back and look at that now. You know, I'm trying to stop the car with my leg, mind you. I jumped into the seat and I got my leg out like I'm going to stop this big car from rolling off the embankment. Obviously, the good news is we didn't roll off, but it was the scariest moment of my life that I can look back at now and laugh. But I guarantee you, Linda will never let me drive that tour drive again. If you can imagine.
Yes, with you two, yes. But we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Dr. Pat and Silver Guy Radio.
Can you tell me in California? Yeah, you know, California, can you just tell me for a minute? I got to talk to the governor of California.
Okay.
Why in God's name, with all the people that you got and all the revenue that you got, you can't afford to put a guardrail up on a lookout for, oh my God, who does that? We even put in guardrails in New Jersey, okay? That's absurd.
We'll be right back when we're done with Pat.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
So, during the break, you talked about writing a letter to the governor.
I did. I wrote the governor in California, and I'm trying to remember if it was Schwarzenegger who it was, right? And I was furious that they didn't have the guardrail, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm writing this letter, very serious letter, that blah, blah, blah. Did you know that at this mile marker, blah, driving up the scenic route, there's this little lookout, you know, when you can drive your car and park in the lookout, and it has no guardrail. And so I write in this letter, and as I'm writing, and I said, yes, you know, we pulled up, and, you know, I got out of the car, and, you know, I left my friend in the car, and before I knew it, you know, the car was rolling off the hill. Of course, I left the car in neutral with it running. And I thought, you know, this is a very serious letter I'm writing. And as I'm writing it, and I'm thinking, Pat, don't write that letter like that. Please don't tell the governor you had the car running and you got out of the car with the car open and you didn't put the car in park. And I'm thinking, maybe you just want to write about the guardrail and not give them all the details about it. But, you know, this is, I can't tell you how many times I've had to stop and laugh at myself.
You have to. Yeah. And right now with everybody in an uproar is how I want to say it. I'm going to come from God's light for a minute. The more that you feed into this uproar that's happening and you feed into the fear, the stronger it's going to get. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I want to tell people, start laughing. Don't laugh at, make fun of anybody disabled. Don't make fun of anybody else. But if you can think of something that can make you laugh, whether it be you tripped over your own feet, and I do that constantly. I always say, I forget I have feet. You know, start thinking of things that will make you laugh. That's the best healing medicine. And I had to be reminded by Pat here. I had to laugh again. You know, and I am so thankful because my family's noticing it. Other friends of mine are noticing what happened. I said, I did a show with Dr. Pat on the 17th, and I couldn't quit laughing. I don't even remember what the show we were talking about half the time, you know. And they said, well, it really made a change in you.
Mm. Yeah,
so I want you to know that people have seen that change that happened within me. So now, instead of taking things so serious, I'm starting to lighten up. And so... Yeah. Now that we're not light creators no more, we are light workers. We are light creators now. Remember the light that you're creating for others.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there are some things that are really, really funny. I gave you one example. I mean, here's another one. I was in a workshop, a spiritual workshop, and we had to pick something from some spiritual writing that we were going to talk about and give this big example about, like, what is the meaning of this? I couldn't say at the time the Bhagavad Gita, so that wasn't going to be it. I wasn't going to go anything from there. I wasn't going to go to Quran. I wasn't going to do that. So, you know, my mom was from the South. So she would talk. So I picked something from a verse of the Bible, which they had these handouts, right? So you could pick something. So I picked the one that I resonated with about this dude in the Bible that, oh my God, this happened to him. This happened to him. This happened to him. This happened to him. Then he got this, and then he got sick, and then he lost everything, and then he did this. And I resonated with that because that was the story of my life. And I stand up there, and I'm talking. I go through this whole entire big presentation. I'm like the guy in the Bible. His name is Job. And I'm like Job. And this is what happened to Job. And this is what happened to me. And I went on about it. And everybody's laughing at me. They got these smiles on their face. And I'm talking of, yeah, and in Job 1.11, this is what happened. And, you know, the cow was hit by lightning. But that didn't bring Job down. That didn't hurt him. He resurrected. He rose up. Yeah. I go through the whole talk. It was a 45-minute talk. I must have said the word job close to 120 times. Finally, at the end, everybody's laughing and they're like this. They're like clapping and they're cheering. And I'm thinking, this is amazing. A teacher walks up to me and said, did you mean Job from the Bible? I said, job. It says J-O-B. And the teacher's like, honey, that's Job. I said, Job, job, who gives up? Fly. This is what I said to the preacher, right? The teacher. Job, job, who gives a flying? And you fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. You know, come on. Potato, potato, Job, job. You know, can anybody but somebody that studied in the school of theology pronounce any of those names? Right. But the point isn't that. It was a message, right? And I got like I got flying colors, and it that's a story that I tell really often.
That's right. That is so great.
I'm up there with the strength of conviction, and I'm going to tell you about Job. And how I'm like Job.
You know, Pat, I'm so glad we did a show together today. And people have to laugh. And, you know, it's really necessary right now. And you brought some great messages through for people to listen to laugh, and have fun, and believe in themselves again. This is trying times right now.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are scared. But, you know, the one thing that I can say is there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. Do not forget there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Because if you forget that, then you're going to forget to laugh. And start making fun of some of this stuff that you're seeing and reading. Please start making fun of it. I saw something on Facebook today, which I'm not going to even talk about. But all I did was go on.
Was it a fun thing or not?
No, it wasn't funny.
Oh, okay.
I looked at that and went, well, yeah. And I just started laughing. I had to release it that way. And then I just start, you know, I'm not going to read all the stuff that's coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And it had to do with our new elected president. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I'm done. I'm here to take care of me and do my spiritual walk and my journey in the way that I'm supposed to do it. So, by the way, you're doing great work, Pat.
I really want
to thank you for what you're doing in the Goddess Light. And yes, you are a goddess too.
Guardian, I must be the goddess of Job.
I'm just
you know, those people from that workshop cannot look at me without laughing hysterically. When I used to think they're really glad to see me. And then one of them said to me, honey, it's, you know, every time I look at you, all I can hear is Job.
Well, if anybody needs a speaker, Dr. Pat's always available for talking about Dr. Job.
Oh my God. You know, that someday we'll come on in and I'll tell you the story of how I was crabbing in New Jersey, and I spent 45 minutes strategically trying to hook this crab until my friend walked up to me and said, "Honey, that crab is dead." That's a dead crab.
Well, we only have a minute left, guys. Pat, thank you again for being on the Silver Guy Radio. We're going to have more fun times together. But I think two strong women needed to get together and just remind everybody to laugh.
You got to laugh.
You have to.
Got to laugh.
And the best part is sometimes you have to laugh at yourself. That's the main thing. As your husband going down the stairs, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And we'll see everybody next week on the Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs each week, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.